Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Boy, I don't know what the hell I'm doing today. Welcome to the Eric Zane Show podcast. I got half my ear on the radio right now because just an announcement that Free Beer is going to announce. They're going to make an announcement about St. Gaslight. And, well, the whole damn radio industry is kind of, that's an overstatement. For sure, people that listen to the show are interested in what's going on. So you might even be able to hear it slightly in the background. And as they get into it, I'm going to pot it up. Turn it up so we can hear it as it happens. For the story that is now 1 month since it all got started. Well, 1 month to the day is when things started to develop. And in that time, just to review, my former coworker, St. Gaslight, has vanished. Now, there's been a lot of talk about what actually happened and things like that. But no one really knows exactly. And I guess the Burn King made an announcement just seconds ago that he is going to offer up some clarity. He said, coming up around the room and an announcement about Joe, which will bring some clarity. Okay? So I am anxious to hear what's up with that. My gut tells me he won't be heard on the radio anymore. Now, if you're Greg going through this right now, I can just imagine his stomach is in knots. He's been down this road before, obviously.
Hang on a second. Show. 1-800-947-3979. Call or text. You can email idiots at freebeeroutwings.com. That phone number, the Straight Talk hotline. Cutting your wireless bill in half feels good. Get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month. That's up to 50% less than the other guys. Straight Talk Wireless. We'll go around the room in a moment, but a lot of you have asked over the last several weeks where Joe has been. And we've told a lot of you that when we're allowed, we'll tell you. We're allowed. But still limited.
Turn the music.
Just as an FYI.
Dumbass.
Laws.
By the nature of the way things are.
Turn the
rowdy party music down.
This is not something where you're going to get some junk drawer dumped out or anything like that. But here's a statement from Joe through his attorney. He writes, after a 20-year career in radio, Joe Gassman has decided to leave the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. Joe thanks Greg, Chris, Steve, and Kelly, the loyal listeners, and everyone who worked behind the scenes. He looks forward to following the show's success in the years to come. And Town Square Media wishes Joe well also forward.
What a crap. Now, what a crap.
We had a lot
shit.
Of good times. That is a fact.
Yeah.
But we still have to do this job. And we're still lucky to get to do this job.
This is just
and
like
so
when
I
they
present to you
fired
an
me.
Awkward transition.
Oh, no, that's it.
I'm Freebeer, one of the hosts.
Oh, fucking painful.
Nicely.
Oh, how shitty is that?
Yeah. I'm Freebeer, one of the hosts. And I have a question for you. What do you, if you think back to when you, or the moments maybe before you learned about
I just want to let this soak in.
The mechanics of sex actually is.
Before you knew now he's got to go into, he's breaking down the mechanics of sex. Fucking terrible. Yeah, decided to wrap up the career. You know, quit while you're ahead. That's what we're doing here. I've just decided, you know, I've been busy. I have had so much going on that I think I'm a little too busy. I think I'll end my career. Oh, and then, meanwhile, Greg's breaking down the mechanics of sex. Oh, fuck. Now, I'm joking, but there's no easy way to do that. And that is all, like I told you was going to happen, that is all you are ever going to hear about this. I will tell you this. That in almost 7 years ago, February of 2016, I was presented with, hey, if you read this, we'll give you $45,000. And in it, you are announcing that you are stepping away. Are you interested in that? And I said, fuck you. And it was identical to what we just heard. So that closes the book. There is nothing more to be said. God knows. God knows I'm not going to say anything more. Hoo-wee. So that is that. Wow. Some discussion about the prediction. Cole in Colorado Springs says, does your prediction count since he retired, not fired? I would say that, now I want to give myself credit because I did say that this year would be the end. So all I know is that that guy is no longer on the radio. Wow. All right. Chris says, I totally get the credit. Cole says he's going to count it. In case you're just getting into this show, Greg Freebeer just read a statement from St. Gaslight that said, after a 20-year career, I am done on the Freebeer and Hot Wing show. Well, I guess that is it. There's really nothing more to say. I wish I had something more to say. I am a little bit measured on this. Whatever. It's this should be no surprise to anyone. I know it's not a surprise to me. All right. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast. From the Baldwin Ace Hardware Fear Bunker Studio, where we do this show each and every day of the work week. Hey, let's see how you do a podcast. It's easy. Anybody can do it. There's always that. You can always just do a podcast. big guy. I mean, why not? This is easy. You would have no problem pulling this off day in, day out, 10, 11 hours of bunch of doing the show, writing the show, producing the show, selling the show. You would have no issue. I imagine your first day on your podcast, you can call it Saint Gaslights. And you could welcome to Saint Gaslights. Punch in. Let's do the show. And then when you do the show, I could review it like Carl. We could you would do a show and then I would do another show for Patreon only of me listening to your show and how you do it. And we can talk about it. There you go. That would be okay. Fingers crossed that there is a Saint Gaslight podcast. Welcome to the Saint Gaslight podcast. And then I would review it and post it. Okay, you got to be thinking two steps ahead. I know you'd listen to that. I think we've got a winner. Amy says, no. His PTSD from Chicago gangs would prevent him from doing a podcast. She did. I added the Chicago gangs. Rocky Bell Blowout writes, the Eric and Joe show. Not a chance. Aram says, does he have a dormer? You know, I don't know what he has. Chris says he needs someone else to play off. He couldn't do it alone. Don't say that. You never know. Everybody said that about me. There's no way, Eric Zane, you can sit in a dormer above your garage. And some would say you still can't, Eric Zane. Gigantic news. Saint Gaslight has now left the building officially. A two or three word statement was just read by the Burn King himself in one of the most awkward moments in the history of radio. You heard it right here. Go back and listen to it. I've decided after a 20-year run that I'm going to step away. In case you missed it, Corey says, I missed it. I actually played it on here. After a 20-year run, I have decided to step away. I am thankful for my time with the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. Sayonara! And then Greg said, okay, and now let's go on to the mechanics of sex. Fucking shit. My God. Whew. That is the boldest of all of my predictions that have come true. And I was 100% right on this. I called it in January. All right. God, I wish I had more to talk about, but there's just not. And I guess that's kind of the mechanics of a statement like that. If you throw out the old, man, I have decided to step away. There's really nothing more to talk about. And the groundwork has been laid because I got smacked on the nose like a puppy with a newspaper. And actually, I'm kind of happy that happened. I'm appreciative of the nose smacking. Because had I not gotten smacked on the nose, you know, I might be caught up in the moment and say things that could hurt your old pal Eric Zane. And we just can't have that. We just can't do that. All I can do is look back now on the 20-year career that was Joe. Now, I think that that's an overstatement. I don't think that's a 20-year career because he started with us in 05. Okay? I believe 05. It might have been because we started in June of 04. Yeah, I think it would have been the following year. So 05. And prior to that, he was an intern. And you can't count intern years. Those don't count with you sitting around hanging up the banner, you know, and going to get breakfast for the old morning show. '05, he came on to our show. Now, where Greg and Chris can't really go and park about Joe's long history on the radio, I can and I will. It's a bummer to me how this worked out because when he showed up on the scene, he was about 21, 22. And the idea was we need a producer, but we had no money to hire a producer. The radio company was known as Regent at the time. They said, put him on as an intern. And so our attorney, our agent, Mike Novak, said, I got a guy for you. His name's Joey. Yeah? Yeah, he's Drew's nephew. Oh, okay. Yeah, he's a movie guy. He's a movie guy. Yeah, he knows everything there is to know about movies. By the way, I need questions for Dear Meathead. I've got 44 minutes till we bring him in at 9. And the show is not going as long today because I've got a hockey game at 11. So if you could, send a question. Subject line, Dear Meathead or Meathead or something like that. Eric@ericzaneshow.com. I got nothing. And this is breaking news. So, you know how this is like when the celebrity dies and then they do like a retrospective. So I will do an impromptu retrospective as best as I can without putting myself in some type of jeopardy. I don't think going back and, reviewing the good times, because they were, would do any harm. Eric@ericzaneshow.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
In case you're just getting here, the announcement was just made that Joe has stepped away, is done, has stepped, resigned, left the Freebird and Howling Show. Freebird just read an announcement from Joe saying, I am no longer part of the show. And that was it. It was short and sweet. And then they said, that said, we had some great times. And Howling's went, yeah. And then now let's move on to the mechanics of sex. And you know when they said that. Every single member of the Town Square Media, Compass Media brass were sitting there listening carefully. You better read that shit exactly as we told you to read, motherfucker. And he did. He did well. He did what he's supposed to do. So we bring Joe in, and he's got to answer the phone and help us come up with things to talk about. And there were some bumps in the road. One of the things that Joe did was he had a tendency in his attempt to offer laugh support for whatever we were talking about was to make it sound forced. And he would go, ha, 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 and just like way overdoing it and not natural. And so we kind of had to have a couple conversations about that. Say, hey, only laugh if it's really funny. Don't you don't have to force it. So that was kind of weird, but we figured it out. And then when he actually started to actually laugh normally, now I would say not everybody liked the laugh, but I loved it. I thought I laughed so fucking hard when that motherfucker would do that shit. And I couldn't help it. It was these were the moments that I was like, Jesus Christ, you are just perfect. And we knew, and then we sat down one day, and I remember where we were. He was doing some work in the production room, and Greg and I come in. We got an idea. We want to do these fucking stunts. And you spin the stupid wheel, and then the wheel has all these dumb stunts on it, and they progressively got worse and more ramped up. Until they finally put him into like great physical jeopardy. I was always like, Jesus Christ, you could probably sue somebody. Because of he was hurt. He was actually injured because of these moments. I know this. His knees were injured. His back was injured. He injured is it a septum? His nose? He was hurt. But he still did it with great trepidation. As you all know, he was just a little boy when he did a lot of these, according to that statement he made. But I didn't know much more about Joe. We were all kind of private. We all went our separate ways. So when Joe left the radio station, I frankly didn't really know him. And I think we were all that way. Shit, when he came to town, he lived at my place for about a month until he found a place to live. And so he would sleep in this extra room we had, and I would go get him up. Hey, it's time to go to work. Let's go. So he'd get up, and my wife, we'd have dinner the night before, and she would take leftovers and put them in these little fucking Tupperwares. Here's your lunch, Joe. We'd feed the guy. He didn't have any fucking money. He's working for free. So he had to go get like jobs to make ends meet. So he worked for like the baseball team as the mascot, which led to the part of the lore of the guy. He was a mascot for the baseball team. He sold beer at the local short track, NASCAR track. It was Berlin. Joe's wearing a Berlin hat and a Berlin shirt, selling beer to people. That was fantastic. That all kind of, and then slowly but surely, he won his way onto the actual paid team and was earning money. And, we had nothing but good times in those days. And how the fuck it all went south, I don't know. Again, smacked on the nose with the newspaper, resisting the urge to speculate and say things that could put your old pal Eric Zane in jeopardy. I don't want to do that. I do not want to do that. It will be interesting to see what that show does. Will they add a person? I've said this before. I don't think they need that. I thought the show was overpopulated to begin with. Part of the reason why I predicted that he would be gone, in my simple opinion, in January, was that you have two content drivers on the show, Kelly and Joe. And there is going to come a day when a decision is going to have to be made. And I was, well, I will take credit that I was correct. Stevie late to the party. Hello. Uh-oh. Was there an announcement? Yes. A statement was read by Saint Gaslight, by Free Beer. And he said, I am announcing that after a 20-year radio career, I'm paraphrasing, I'm saying goodbye. And then that was it. There was nothing more to it. And then he gave the old, I will cherish my time with the Freebird and Hot Wing show and sayonara. That was it. And then Greg made a awkward transition into, let's talk about the mechanics of sex. Oh, my God. Holy shit. 1 month to the day since things started to become weird. I'll just put it that way. Things got weird 1 month ago today. All right. Eric at ericzancho.com. If you have any thoughts, questions, comments, concerns, or a question for Dad on Dear Meathead, this show is abbreviated today. Typically, I will go 2 hours, but... Oh boy, busy as a bee with an 11 a.m. puck drop at Van Andel Arena. It is the annual matinee game. And so that's where that takes me. In fact, when it comes to Patreon, I may actually roll a audio file and turn the camera on just to maybe talk a little bit more about what has happened today. But I don't know when I'm going to do that. Because, like, no shit. Here we are. We're getting down to crunch time with the wedding. Saturday is the wedding. So today, I mean, Diana is like barking out orders. She's like, all right, today, this is the plan. You got to go do your hockey thing with the hockey boys. And then I need you to drop off this air mattress at Jackie's house. I guess there's going to be, I don't know, some sleepover at Jackie's house with the bridesmaids. Okay, that's where things get sexy. God, I can't even say that. Jesus, that's my daughter and her friends. Drop off the air mattress, and then you got to go across town, pick up a tuxedo for you and one for Jimmy Boy, my son. To get the tuxedos, and then you come home. And then you get this house ready because we're going to have visitors. You got it. You got it. And then, so... She's starting to stress, too. She goes. She comes in here. She goes, oh, boy, I'm stressed. I go, what's up? Stressed because the weather might be bad. Or split, 'cause, you know, pretty much, like, from now until, like, the end of April, May, we get snow every day until then. 6 months out of the year, every day we get snow. Yesterday, we got 5 inches of snow here. Now, you travel... 15 miles to the east and they get like a dusting. The further you go to the lakeshore, they're buried. They're buried on the lakeshore. They've got like 3 feet of snow. She's like, oh my God, snow's coming. I go, yeah, snow comes every day. But people are flying in and what are we going to do? I go, well, let me put this into perspective for you. You will lose if you try to fight Mother Nature. What's the old saying? Your arms are too short to box with God. There is literally nothing we can do about the weather other than play Stevie Ray Vaughan's Couldn't Stand the Weather. All right? If they can get here, they'll get here. If people don't, they won't. The sun will rise. Your daughter will be married. we will have a party. Everybody except me will get sloppy drunk, and that's it. Okay? I will dance to Butterfly Kisses with my lovely daughter. 18 years after we first danced to it at the father-daughter dance. What the hell? Butterfly Kisses after nighttime prayers. Little white flowers all up in her hair. Oh my God. The only thing I don't like about that song is that it's uses the word daddy. And, you know, most kids stop using the word daddy. It's always dad. To me, it's extremely unnerving if an adult daughter refers to their dad as daddy. I think that's gross. And if that's you, you got to knock that shit off. I think Jacqueline stopped calling me dad and started calling me fuckface at like age 4. Whew. All right. Maureen says Eric will bawl his eyes out. Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, you're right. I cannot. Oh, boy. It's like, when will the bomb explode? Ryan says daddy is not appropriate from age 6 and up. I think from actually like age 4 and up, maybe 3. It's just, that's something that porn stars say to whoever they're having sex with. Okay, so that's why you never wanna use that term. It's horrible. Kenny writes, why? What a crock. Daughters in the South kind of seem to always call their fathers daddy. Yeah, that's hideous. Do your kids call you daddy? Ugh. That's disgusting if that's the case, and you need to knock that shit off. Kenny says, Chris says, when a woman calls her man daddy in a sexy way, gross. No, I'm with you. We're all on the same page. There's only one twisted, disgusting member of the audience that prefers to be called daddy by his little girls and probably his son. Kenny says maybe that's a weirdo northern thing. And then Kyler writes, that's because people in the South fuck their family. Oh, no. And this person who's known as Kenny's crush, maybe that's Amanda, writes, that's because they're inbred, Kenny. Oh, Kenny, you gotta tell your kids to stop that. You're being judged hard here. Daddy, they call you, hey, daddy. Ugh. Kenny, that's bad. I love you, man, but that's a terrible, terrible maneuver. I said maneuver. That's a terrible maneuver. Jesus. Corey says people in the South owned people. They aren't the beacon of social standards. That is horrible. If I ever see you again, like in person, and I'm sure I will, and your kids are there, and your son Derek says, hey, daddy, I'm going to punch him in the stomach. We cannot have that. That's gross. Man. I'm disgusted that I even know that now. All right. I cannot wait to Black Friday. I'll be hanging out at the intersection with my pals from the band Waylon. And I want you to be there. Now, I have to be in two places at once because I got a hockey game. And then I got to get over for the concert. I'm still trying to figure that out. I may leave after the second period. I don't know about that. I got to see how the hockey team is with that idea. Because, I mean, I don't know. So you might be on your own until I get there. I might be walking up right at the start of that show. But this is what I want you to do. If you're a fan of the band Waylon, and I know you are, go to sectionlive.com, buy your tickets, and then send me proof of purchase via email. Just do a little screenshot and send it along to me, eric@ericzaneshow.com. You are then in the running for the pre-show sound check, personal sound check party, along with meet and greet and photo op with the band. Black Friday, The Intersection, Waylon. Buy tickets, sectionlive.com. They're just $15. How great is that? Send me proof of purchase, and you are in the running for that prize. More news and notes to talk about. The Great Food Giveaway, number 3. We are doubling our efforts. We fed 100 families for the first 2 years. This year, we are trying to feed 200 families. Venmo, right there, at Eric, E-R-I-C, dash, my real last name, I know, Z-E-I-T-U-N-I-A-N, links in the show notes. In the audio podcast, PayPal at Eric Zane Show. We are up to $100. I'm getting the estimate right now from Josh at Meyer. We will need upwards of $3,000. We have over a month to get this done. So you'll be hearing a lot about this. I need to remind you. If we could all throw a little bit into the pile, we will crush this and hit it out of the park. We will purchase. We will purchase 200 Christmas hams. All of the cans of corn to go with that. All of the bag, 200 bags of potatoes. 200 jars of gravy. 200 packages of King's Hawaiian rolls. 200 pumpkin pies. We will box them all up. Mike Ball will help us with his fantastic MB distributing Little Debbie snack peddling trailer. We will head over to Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV on Thursday, the 22nd of December. And we will give it all away. Give it all away to people who will just pull up. They'll open up their trunk, put the food in. Boom. Kyler says he'll donate some natty lights and make it a real Thanksgiving meal. Fuck yes. You should buy 206 packs of Natty Light. So we open up the car, put the box of food in, six of Natty Light. See you later. Maureen wants edibles. She wants, okay, you all can do your edibles and smoke your pot and smoke your cigarettes. And, you know, whatever. Drink your beer. I will not. That is all happening on December 22nd. I have $100 that has been sent my way. When it's early on, they kind of trickle in. First person in on this was Amy, our very own runner girl. Person number two was, here's $50. My friend Maureen, I know I shouldn't be saying who gave what, but, you know, they'll probably end up like, hey, you know what? Take more. We are in a little bit of a bind because we lost a percentage of the audience, which we have kind of built back up over time. But we did lose the Patriots, Patriot Knicks, or I should say Lonely Knicks. We lost the Cates. We lost the Deans. We lost the Schaefers. We lost the Adam the Odds. We lost the Melanie. Is that her name? Melanie? What the fuck was her name? I think that was her name. We lost the Jessicas. You know, we had a big break in the audience. They're all gone. We've moved on. So we all have to pick up the pace. And we will. Stalkerito. Forgot about that. I wonder, is it weird in the Stalkerito thing with how Joe is like still part of the show, Joe Pellerito, but Mike is not. And do they get together and discuss me, or do they, am I like, I've become politics to them, right? You know, when they get together for Thanksgiving, they don't talk religion. They don't talk politics. They don't talk Eric Zane, I would guess. All right. If you're just getting in here, yes, we did play Freebeer's live announcement where he read the statement from Joe. I am stepping away. I am leaving the show after 20 years. It wasn't 20 years. It was, let's see, 05. So 17 years, right? With the show. Saint Gaslight has left the Free Beer and Hot Wing show. He has announced it. He's going, I'm going on to bigger and better things. I'm looking for, that's what you say when you announce a resignation. I am looking forward to the next challenge that comes my way. Please podcast. Please podcast. You should have, in this last month, been buying your podcasting equipment. And you should be podcasting this minute. Right now, you should be podcasting. Okay? Numerous comments that I don't agree with any of these comments. I don't get some of these comments. Those are hurtful and mean. I can't believe that you guys would say these terrible things that you're saying on the chat of Twitch. I don't understand where that's coming from. You shouldn't say that. It's ridiculous. All right. Where was I? Dear Meathead in 20 minutes. I've got Patreon. We're actually going to do Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer trivia tomorrow. Trent and Dale. Dale said he was having sex when I called at 10:30 yesterday. And could not. And I said, well, that's priority. And then so I called at 10:30. And then I heard back from at 10:45. It's like, who can you have sex for that long? Jesus. All right. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. It is ad-free, powered by you, the audience. Thank you so much. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. $5 or $10 a month for 11 bonus shows a week on Patreon.
Oh. My God. Hang on. Oh. You ever like, I haven't actually gone to a salon to get my hair cut in years. I've been cutting my own hair for a decade. But when the guy or the girl, they wash your hair, the way when they put pressure on your scalp and wash it, it's one of the most intensely relaxing things that you can experience. It's ridiculous. And you can't really mimic it with your own hands. Someone has to do it. Oh, my God. I just came to that conclusion a second ago. Don't ask me why my brain is going in these directions. It's the ADHD, and it happens. It's no fault of my own. It's just, it's chemicals, okay? Dear Meathead, in 18 minutes, Bosco's Pub in Hudsonville, Michigan. Go there, get a hamburger. They are the best in the business. Absolutely incredible. You will love the burgers at Bosco's, part of Terra Square. The aforementioned Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. By the way, I forgot to kick you all out of here on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. I say goodbye now. Where was I? Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. Go there, get your car repaired. All makes and models. About the only thing that they won't work on are Volkswagens. Okay? Could be as something as simple as oil change, or maybe a little bit more critical. Something bad happens. Uh-oh, take the car to Irvine's. The person who's towing it there will know. E.R. Vines. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. Changing technology means changing education level for each one of their techs. Constantly getting retrained on new technologies. That is so important. 616-532-6600 is their number. Thank you to Dumpster Divers. Yes. It's hard to believe, but there is a difference in the dumpster that you rent to throw shit away. Whether you're decluttering, junk removal, demolition, whatever it may be. Dumpster Diver dumpsters, first of all, have tall walls. They don't take up as much space because they're not nearly as long as the disaster rust bucket that dick face dumpster is going to put in your driveway. These dumpsters are better in that regard. You can put just as much into them, but it won't cost you as much as dick face dumpster because the weight points are lower than dick face dumpster. You will not pay as much for a Dumpster Diver's dumpster. If you are in West Michigan, go to their website, dumpsterdiversllc.com. Call or text the show, 616. Call or text Dumpster Divers, 616-375-9962. And they will point you in the right direction to get in a dumpster delivered to your residence. Frank Fuss, my policy shop insurance. If you are in a spot where you had a job with insurance and then like exactly 1 month ago, you had to leave your job. And then a month later, you announced that you are resigning from that job. You no longer will have insurance if that's you. Okay. You need to reach out to Frank Fuss to have him help you navigate healthcare.gov. Sudden job loss, self-employment, or if your boss does not offer health insurance, Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance, will help you. 616-914-4070. 616-914-4070. Reach out to Frank. He's gonna send you a link to schedule. On that scheduling, you pick like where you want to meet, what day, what time, all that shit. You can also cut out the middleman and go right to buy, insurancehere.com. Fill out that form, and that'll put you on the fast track to getting scheduled. I'm not kidding you. If he has an opening today, you can get insurance today. Frank will help you every step of the way. Very important that if you've been considering this, to do it now while open enrollment is going on at healthcare.gov. Because when you do that and you mention my name, that gets Frank off of my back. Right now, he's in a great mood, okay? So if you reach out to him, he'll be so exuberant because people have been calling him, and I need more to call him. And I want this guy to keep spending money on the show, so make it happen. 616-914-4070. He's also the Medicare Advantage Plan Social Security guru. I got one more sponsor, and I apologize for this because I have to basically take all the ads and give them to you in two giant chunks because it's a shorter show today. So I got one more here, and then I got to pee, and then I'm going to talk some more, and I'm going to talk about Trump, and then I'm going to bring Dad in. Questions, Eric at ericzancho.com, dear Meathead. Hello to Mario Flores and the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. If you're in the market for a mortgage, five gold stars. That is quite a rating. 231-332-6505. Not just five stars, five gold stars. 231-332-6505. Get a mortgage anywhere in the U.S. with the exception of Alaska, Hawaii, Maine, and South Carolina. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Okay, I gotta pee. there another war going on? I want to make sure. Because sometimes Kenny gets pissed and starts motherfucking people. I don't know. I don't think he is. That's good. That's good. It takes like 2 seconds, and then Mount St. Kenny erupts, and he starts MFing other audience members. Happens all the time. I'm just making sure that you're not, because you have a tendency to do that. I'll be right back. Thank you to Chris K. Chris K just dropped a big load of cash in the bucket for the great food giveaway, and I appreciate you. We are inching our way along. All right. Corey, who is a troublemaker, writes, I just made Joe fans mad on Reddit. Oops. What are you doing? I'm curious how that's going to unfold. Let's see what that looks like. Let me see here. Reddit. Mm-hmm. There they are. Maybe it hasn't gotten there yet. Oh, boy. No, it has. It has definitely made it there. Look at how tall this lady is. She's very tall. Joe has left the Free Beer and Hot Wing show. Some people are so goddamn funny. Now the show will have to do a holiday break-in at Joe's apartment this Christmas. Let's see, what can I read? Maybe Joe will go into a podcast like Zane. That's what I said. Does anyone think it's a little weird that it was just a statement from his lawyer? I get that there must be some NDAs and legal deals going on behind the scenes, along with possibly some cease and desist letters to certain other radio shows. But the statement was so benign that I don't get why his lawyer would have just approved of it, but still let it be from Joe. Having it come from the lawyer makes it seem a lot less friendly than the he thanks the show and fans and looks forward to their success line tries to portray it. I don't know. Don't read into it too much. Let's see. They said it like it was Joe's choice, this person writes, which is a lie. That's not a lie. He just said it. He just said, hey, man, now's time to step away. This person writes, I wonder if they'll talk about it more on segment 17. That is all you are going to hear. And I get that. This is very complex, I'm guessing. Very complex. I will miss Joe, this person writes. Regardless of the situation, he's brought me a lot of good times and done a lot of good things. I wish him the best. Can we move past a lot being one word? A lot is not one word. A lot, two words. All right. Yeah. Part of me thinks that if I read these out loud, that might not be a great thing. Read it on your own. All right. Megan says, this is from my mother. Megan has gotten her mother to get a Twitch handle. Jamie. She is Skip and Trixie. She has announced Irvine's is thrilled to donate $500 to the Great Food Giveaway. Other sponsors could shame us into giving more. I see what you're doing there. That is fucking sweet. Oh, my God. Just like that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You are wonderful. All right. Corey says, I will link it in the Discord. I'm going to link it too so you guys can check this out. Let's see. Comments. Bring Dad in just a bit. Now listen, I don't know if I can do it. If I can call on sponsors and say, "Hey, Irvine's did it, you did it." I don't know if that's something that I can actually do. Megan says, "Now move the camera so you can see our sign." That's a good point. I didn't even think of that. I didn't even notice that. I'm glad you said something. I wouldn't have noticed that. All right. Trump is back. Guess who's back? Back again. Trump is back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back? 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 Ba 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 bum 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 ba ba ba. I created a monster. That's all the words I know. Here we go.
More than 700 days since the last.
This one is, appears to be in one channel in my ears. So hopefully you can hear it.
Donald Trump said it was time to give his supporters what they have been asking for.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy.
He looks good.
President of the United States.
He looks very good.
In front of a crowd at the Mar-a-Lago Resort, former President Donald Trump announced he is launching a new campaign to retake the White House.
America's comeback starts right now.
This announcement comes a week after many of the candidates he backed lost during the midterms. But that's not stopping some Republicans from offering their support.
Gates, look at Gates. Where you been, man?
Support President Trump. 1,000%.
President Trump, he excites people. He energizes our base.
Something about her. Those eyes and that fucking nose. I think she'd be a good-looking dude. What's her name? Marjorie Taylor Greene.
And he increases voter turnout.
But for many Democrats, this is anything but welcome news.
Look at this beard on this guy.
Yeah, he's unfit to be president.
Ohio Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown and New York Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries say the midterm results show most Americans want to move past Trump.
The reason Republicans didn't do nearly as well as they thought they would be.
You're not going to be alive for any of this anyway, so shut up.
It's because of Donald Trump.
The so-called GOP red wave turned into a red wedding.
Oh no, fuck Jesus.
Republican
Game of Thrones.
The cult leader should run again.
Governor Ron DeSantis is the man some are calling on to challenge Trump for the Republican nomination. Earlier Tuesday, he shrugged off recent attacks from the former president.
When you're leading, when you're getting things done, yeah, you take incoming fire. That's just the nature of it.
Well, President Trump announced his...
Yeah, I need him to stop rolling with it. If DeSantis is going to get the vote of Eric Zane, he's going to start needing to tell Trump to suck his dick. That's what I'm going to need. Enough with the nice bullshit. If this motherfucker's coming at you, you need to stomp that motherfucker.
Own candidacy, he made no mention of a possible running mate. Reporting in Washington, I'm Basil John.
Thank you, Basil. I love your face hair. And there's no word if even DeSantis is even running. We don't know that. Sir Bob of Oliver says, plot twist, he's running as a Democrat. I love this. I am actually excited about this because of we have had so much fun for the last, since 2016. 6 years. Fingers crossed that he wins, okay? So that we would have, at the end of 2028, then 12 years of historic fun, of unbelievable content. Again, you're like, how can you say that, Eric Zane? Holy shit, you voted all blue. No, fuckers. It's about what there is to talk about. Holy shit. That's all I care about. I don't care about the country. You think I care about civil rights? No. I want drama. Bring on the drama. Thank you, Trump. Thank you, Matt Gaetz. Thank you, Marjorie Taylor Greene. You guys have done it. I'm excited about the primary. I'm excited about it's Trump versus everybody. You know, in that primary, you're going to have Trump. You're going to have DeSantis. You're going to have Pence, that uptight motherfucker. Oh, my God. It doesn't get any better. Thank you. All while indictments are swirling. I wonder if Joe's going to talk about it on the Joe cast. How's it going, everybody? How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Joe cast. Coconuts, teeny bikinis, wow, hot. Tore open a pack double decker bus. Welcome back to the Joe cast. I'm your host, Joe. Dear Meathead, brought to you by Baldwin Ace Hardware. How's it going, everybody? If you have a question for Dad, I'm still pretty lean, so you better, you know, this is going to be short.
Hello?
Hello, Ruby!
How you doing, hi?
Never better, never better. How are everything going well over there?
Everything is going well, and we got a nice white street.
Yeah.
And it's beginning to snow all over again.
Yeah, we're getting that too. Hopefully it won't affect travel for the wedding, you know?
Yeah. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
I want you to wish Joanna a happy birthday. 87 years of age.
Today's the day.
Today's the day.
That's I was just about to get to that.
Oh, I didn't mean to take it away from you.
Oh, no, my God. Everybody just so happy. Today is the big day. We can celebrate in person in just a couple of days. Happy birthday, Joanne.
Thank you, honey.
There you go. You did it, buddy.
I'm getting decrepit.
No. How many times have I said to you, I go, how is it that you pull this off? Most people, when they get old, they become ugly. You have not had that happen.
It's coming.
It's coming, you say. Oh, my God. So are you guys excited about coming over here and for this big party?
Oh, yeah. We definitely are.
Dad, have you ever had to do any type of speech at a wedding?
No. They didn't even think I was important to be giving speeches.
Well, you know, I mean, you had you had three stepdaughters. Well, you had Susie got married to Tom and then Jim. And then Nikki got married to Art and Elizabeth got married to Mike. You never did a, like, father of the bride type of speech?
No. They just said, you want another bottle of booze?
Well, I have this speech coming up that I've kind of prepared that I have to do the father of the bride speech. So that'll be part of it. I hope it goes over, you know?
It'll go over. You're good. You're good.
Oh my God! Yes. What was that? Oh my God! What the hell was that guy's name? And I'll get the audience caught up on that story. What was it? Was Dave Diebold, wasn't it?
Dave Diebold.
For the audience that doesn't know what Joanne is talking about, Dave Diebold was at Mike and Lizzie's wedding, and he had a little too much to drink. And I'll never forget it because he said that he wanted to say the prayer. And so, though massively intoxicated, he said, I just want to thank the food that we're about to relieve. He thanked the food. He thanked the food that we are about to relieve. And then his wife, she got up and grabbed him by the ear, and they left. It was incredible.
Well, hey, things happen in a worse way.
I remember.
That's right. Oh, left a memory.
It was incredible because after he said those words, you could hear there was like a collective groan in the audience. We all went, oh. We knew there was trouble.
Well, where is he? Is he around?
Yeah.
I think Mike still talks to Dave.
Yeah, Mike still talks.
Yeah, Mike is in touch with him.
Yeah, yeah. Dad, this person writes, what is your opinion on adult daughters who call their father daddy?
There's nothing wrong with it.
As opposed to dad? You don't think? Okay.
In fact, that's, to me, that would portray some additional love.
So daddy is okay. If someone says, hi, daddy.
Yeah.
What about boys? What about if boys call their dad, like adult boys call their dad, daddy?
It don't matter.
That's okay, too?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we had
I don't make a big deal out of things like that. That's a lot of, to me, that's still a lot of love.
Well, yeah. We were talking about it on the show, and I was indicting people who do that. That sounds like it's gross.
I don't think.
Kenny.
You can call me daddy. It doesn't sound right.
Well, that's what I was asking.
No, you don't. You and I don't.
Well, what if like Lizzie walked up to you and said, "Hi, Daddy."
I don't mind it.
But if I did, it's a problem. Hi, Daddy.
Yeah, you would be. No, I think the boys should do that.
Okay, so
I get what you're saying.
So no to the boys saying, "Hi there, Daddy," and the girls, it's okay.
Girls are okay. Boys. Dad is a good.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's just dad. Hey, dad. You know, dad.
Hey, dad. That's right.
Daddy.
What do you say, Joanne?
It's kind of feminine.
Yeah.
Joanne is feminine.
Definitely feminine. Feminine. Yeah. Okay. Brian writes, dear Meathead. He says, hey, Meathead, I know this friend of mine named Kenny who thinks it's okay to get married to first cousins. I think that's gross. What are your thoughts?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think.
I think it's kind of even marry into the family, you know, something like that. It's not a cool thing.
Yeah, I think that that's. I think he's just trying to upset Kenny is with that comment.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't either. I think that I'm gonna
have it maybe.
You know what? I'm gonna throw that one out. I don't like that question.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. I never thought about it, and it's
yeah,
no relevancy for me.
Nathan writes, dear Meathead, one of my favorite things about winter is playing in the snow with my kids, and then everyone cuddling up under a blanket afterwards. My kids are getting older now. How do I tell them that they have body odor and they can't come near me until they put on deodorant?
That's pretty, to me, it's just as simple as it can be. Hey, you stink. Go wash.
You stink, go wash.
Say that. Yeah, hey, go take a bath.
Follow up. Nathan writes, dear Joanne, happy birthday.
There you go.
He says,
That's awesome.
He says, if you could have a birthday wish, what would it be?
I wish her and I live another 50 years together.
It's possible.
I'll tell you what, she is the love of my life.
Absolutely. Well, that's great. Joanne, do you have a birthday wish?
Yes, that your daddy has very happy days for the rest of his life.
There you go. Thank you.
I love that. Brian writes, dear Meathead, I have a friend who once passed gas in a car and it made me throw up. I am now roommates with this guy, and I have occasionally made a mess in the bathroom to get even with him. Do you think I'm doing the right thing? Thanks, oh, Evan.
Do they have to be living together?
Well, yeah, I think that they were friends before, and then the one guy farted and made him throw up in the car. And then now they live together, and so to get him back, he leaves a mess in the bathroom.
I'd get the hell out of there. I don't want him to hang around me. He's all right to be a friend, but he don't walk around and take dump while he's walking around.
Yeah, no. He doesn't take a dump while he's walking around.
That's ridiculous. That's a grown man. You got some privacy, you know. And your privacy is good for you, but it's not good for other people, the kind of thing that he does.
Right.
I would tell him, you do that one more time, we're done.
Right.
Not in my presence.
Dad, I've got a friend of mine who works at a place where you buy suits, like the Men's Warehouse. His name is Gary. Yeah. I don't know if you've heard of the Men's Warehouse.
Yes, I've heard of it.
Well, my pal Gary works there, and he was telling me he had a customer try on a pair of pants for a suit, you know?
Yeah.
And then he measured it, and then Gary gave the pants to the tailor. And then the tailor was tailoring the pants, and the tailor discovered that the customer had an accident and went number two in the pants.
What?
So basically the tailor is working around an accident left in the pants. This actually happened.
Oh my God.
I wouldn't touch that pants.
No, me either.
Let them take it out and have it cleaned to the cleaners and all that, then bring it back.
Gary was telling me he had to call the customer, and he wanted to know what he should say to the customer, how he should explain it.
I'm sorry, but you shit your pants. Hey, that's the only way I know.
Oh, my God. That is,
and you know something, people just see the worst things in the world and close their eyes to it.
That is fantastic. I'm sorry, but you shit your pants.
Yeah.
Mike,
I'm saying it right out. Man, what is your problem? You shit your pants.
Oh. Yeah, you know.
I don't want him for a customer.
No. Give him his money back. That's what you need to do.
Tell him, forget the money.
Yeah. Enough. I'm with you. Dad, did you hear the big news about Trump?
Well, I don't know. I was watching him, but what's your news? I don't know.
Trump has announced he is going to run for president again.
Yeah.
Well, that's no surprise.
Yeah.
He's not going to get anywhere with that.
No, you don't think so?
No.
He's got a pretty big base, you know.
No. He buys and sells people.
Do you think that people are moving on, you know, to the, like, maybe they're trying to forget about him?
Well, not between he and the current president. The current president is not my favorite.
No.
But he is my president.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's
I do hope that he'll never qualify for a second term.
Yeah, the Biden, nobody likes Biden.
Well, he's lost a lot of ground.
Yeah, he's a very unpopular president, to be sure.
You know, at this point he is. He did a lot of things. I can sense, I can feel, I put my own two cents into it by just listening to the thing that he did.
Right.
He is not presidential material.
There's going to be other people that try to get the Republican nomination instead of Trump. You know, when they do the primary, I'm anxious to see who runs against him.
If he wins, I would think twice about the mentality of the people that are selecting their president.
I hear Joanne mentioning Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida.
Yeah.
And Pence is going to run.
And Pence, yes. You guys are on top of it. You guys really...
My wife is.
You both pay attention to that stuff. I love it.
Well, I mimic her.
Yes. Well, listen, Joanne, happy birthday, my dear. I am so happy for you. And I cannot wait to see you guys. It is a real joy to have you join us for the wedding.
We're looking forward to it, honey.
All right.
Thanks
for this opportunity, honey. I love you. I love this audience. Audience are great to put up with my shenanigans.
Oh, come on. Now they love you. They love you. And
really? I know they do, but that's a great thing that I have in my corner.
And I'll just close with your comment, quote, you shit your pants.
Hey, I mean, what else is there?
No, it's perfect. It's perfect, damn it.
Hey, take this as a dry cleaner. Clean it, then bring it back in there. So maybe I can do something for you.
I'm with you. I am with you. Okay, I love you guys.
All right, I love you too. Okay. Say hello to your wife.
Will do.
Yes, sir, for me.
I shall do that. Yes, yes, indeed, likewise. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go. Dear me dead. Little shorter than I'd like it to be because of time constraints today with a hockey game, but fantastic stuff as always. You guys are awesome. Kyle says Trump's base is not big enough to win general election, but it will be entertaining to watch. We don't know that. We do not know that. You do not have a crystal ball, okay? Trump may be your president in 2 years, okay? Fingers crossed that he wins just for the drama. I don't want him to win either. I am not going to vote for that guy. But if he does, it's going to be fucking great. All right. Dear Meathead brought to you by Baldwin Ace Hardware. All right. If you want to help the show, send me links to stories that you think are interesting. If you want a t-shirt, you get it at ericzaneshow.com. If you want to advertise with me, send me an email. Everything's a handshake deal. Quite simple. The results are fantastic. Eric@ericzaneshow.com. Like TC Paintball. As we await the scheduling, excuse me, oh, that sounded rough, of Paintball War number 21. That coming soon. TCPaintballGR.com. Have fun there. Bachelor party. Bachelorette party. A neighborhood get-together, bro friends, workplace team building. It's an entertainment destination, TC Paintball. We're playing indoors on the heated air ball field, TC Paintball. Thank you to the Kent County Health Department. AccessKent.com/health. A key supporter of the Eric Zane Show podcast, thank you for allowing me to talk about the initiatives that you want the public to know about. Like the WIC program. If you qualify, and you'd be surprised what the threshold is financially to qualify. They want to make sure that food is kept on the table for you and your loved ones. Things like milk, cheese, bread, meat, formula for the little one. The WIC program. You pay into it your whole life. If you need it, use it. AccessKent.com/health. Also, information there at accesskent.com/health about all the vaccinations and immunizations for your little ones and if you're traveling abroad. A&E Heating and Cooling. Reach out to them when you need a furnace tune-up, $79. Right now, you're late because the heat's on, for God's sake. At 30 degrees right now where I'm sitting. A&E Heating and Cooling, 616-516-8579, the only certified Comfort Maker installer in the state. Comfort Maker is the best furnace and air conditioning setups in the world, and they're very, very picky about who installs them. There's only one person in Michigan that does it, and it's Joe Martinez.
616-516-8579. Sarah Honda Granville, S-E-R-R-A. Thank you to Thad Bond and the crew at Sarah Honda Granville for sponsoring the show. And go there on Kenawa, just north of 44th, and test drive a brand new Honda today. I recommend a hybrid. Okay. Better than an EV, in my opinion. S-E-R-R-A, SarahHondaGranville.com. And Michigan's largest selection of certified pre-owned vehicles. Shop, just walk, drive into the lot, pick one out if you want a certified pre-owned vehicle. And yeah, please mention my name. Thank you so much for sponsoring Sarah Honda Granville. And finally, excuse me, damn it. Last but certainly not least, Johnson Carpet One, discount outlet. If you are installing flooring, the flooring I want you to buy, I want you to buy it from Johnson Carpet One, discount outlet in Granville, Michigan, right behind Little Caesars, the lowest price for flooring in the entire state of Michigan, so it is well worth the drive. So they buy it by the truckload, the tractor trailer load. Unpack the truck, set it up in the warehouse. Not the prettiest flower. So what? You walk in, you've got stacks of flooring just waiting for you to pick off the pile of vinyl plank, ceramic, hardwood, carpet, all different types of carpet. You name it. At Johnson Carpet One Discount Outlet. Price lower because they buy so much of it in bulk. Add my name into the mix, Eric Zane. You will save an additional 10%. Go there and say hello to Kent. Drop the E, add a U at Johnson Carpet One, floor and home. Discount outlet. The Reddit thread on Saint Gaslight being fired is on fire. 77 comments since that message was dropped on the radio. The statement read by Joe at 8 a.m. I wonder if their Facebook page has the statement, because they made a statement when I was fired and they put it on there. Let's see if I'm not blocked. I'm probably blocked. Yeah, I'm blocked. Well, whatever. Nevertheless, gigantic news. Joe has left the building. They posted a clip on FBHW Facebook. Oh, boy. It has the audio announcement. There you go. Okay. Yeah, I got to keep it short today, unfortunately, because I got a hockey game at 11. Oh, my God. There was so much more I wanted to talk about with you, too. But thank you so much, as always, for being part of this podcast. I appreciate you so very much. I will talk to you down the road. Thank you, folks. We are now 3 days away from the wedding with Jacqueline and Justin. Cannot even believe it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Yes. Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.